Jacaranda FM. Jacka News, trending now, trending now.
On the roads, traffic still moving a bit slowly in four ways on the N1 South as you head towards the Winnie Mandela Drive exit, but the delays are way better than they were earlier, and still a little bit slow from Central Joburg on the N1 South as you head towards the Crown Interchange.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says South Africa has not yet decided whether to support the introduction of a common BRICS currency. At Nedlac's annual labour school in Pretoria, he did caution, though, that South Africa's economy remains heavily dependent on the dollar.
If you look at trade between South Africa and the West, those are the countries that we have very big trade with on a daily basis.
And on the international front, Professor François Engelbrecht, director of the Global Change Institute at the Wits University, responded to US President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the Paris Agreement against climate change.
My hope is, of course, that we will continue to attract investments from the European Union and from other countries that are committed to this transition. Those include Japan, South Korea, the United Kingdom. Perhaps China will step up into this void that is now left.
More on these and other stories at 7. Meanwhile, Robert Cameron from Fisher Dugmore Securities says markets responded well to the first day of Trump's return to the White House.
Markets are trading higher in early trade, with the S&P 500 gaining 0.5%. This is possibly on relief that President Trump did not immediately impose tariffs on China, signaling he is willing to take a bargaining position.
A dollar at this stage trading around 18 Rand 52, a euro 19 Rand 26, a pound 22 Rand 78. Gold is trading at $2,740.67 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $79.39 per barrel. I'm Marlene Frischer. As I said earlier, more news at 7.
Sport word geborg deur Superbets. Ken jy jou sport beter as enigiemand anders? Bewys dit by superbets.co.za. Superbets, die plek om te wed, spin, speel en wen.
Cricket news up first. Well, there's a bit of a delay in the match between the Cape Town side, my Cape Town, and the Durban Super Giants. Well, it has been delayed by rain after 11 overs. My Cape Town were 69 for 3 after being put into bat by the Durban Super Giants. Rassie van Addison still at the crease, so to speak, on 35 from 32 deliveries, and with him, Rashid Khan, the captain, on 5 from 8 deliveries. So quite slow going in terms of the run rate at 6.27, but still a couple of wickets in hand. So we're hoping that the rain does dissipate so that the game can continue. Liverpool can confirm their place in the Champions League round of 16 later today when they host the French side Lille at Anfield. The Merseysiders are the first in the league first phase of the new tournament, and of course they managed to get a 1-0 victory against Girona that left them in the top of the pile, while Lille are lying in 13th place and currently occupy the final automatic qualification for the round of 16. Here is Liverpool manager Arne Slot.
For example, I think I'm right if I look at Paris Saint-Germain. Every week I think they have the hardest team to face, so they are quite low on the table, which is not their quality, but they are low. So maybe if you end up number one, you can face them. So then it's a disadvantage.
Other matches happening tonight in the Champions League see Monaco hosting Aston Villa at 7:45, and then the rest of the games start at 10 o'clock with Atletico taking on Leverkusen, Benfica face Barcelona, and Club Brugge take on Juventus. Marcel Coutier says that he can't wait to tackle the Lions on Saturday, saying the Vodacom Bulls are targeting the UXK Derby as the next step in their trophy hunt for the season. The Lions are in 12th place in the standings following 3 consecutive away defeats, but are just 6 log points behind the Bulls, also with 2 games in hand as well. And Tommy Paul blamed the inability to shut down the sets when given a chance for his Australian Open quarterfinal exit earlier today. And he says, though, that there were good takeaways from the tournament. The American was beaten by Alexander Zverev.